Baby-led weaning, BLW, is an approach to the introduction of solid foods in which the baby shares family meals and feeds herself pieces of food with her hands rather than being spoon-fed with purees. It's fast becoming the way to introduce solid foods for typically developing babies. But what if your baby's development is atypical, or if she has specific medical or other feeding challenges? Then this book is for you. It explains how BLW can be adapted to work for all babies, maximizing their abilities in relation to feeding, while also supporting their wider development. It's never too early to start thinking about how your baby will navigate the move toward independent eating and sharing family foods. It's also not too late if you've already started down that road and have a few questions. Either way, we think you will find this book helpful. We recommend that you share the information in it with the therapists who are supporting you so that you can work together toward the same goals for your baby. Babies are capable of far more than they are often given credit for. But it's easy for their abilities and desires to be overridden, especially if they face challenges that other babies don't. Too often, babies who have feeding difficulties end up having feeding done to them, rather than being supported to play an active part in nourishing themselves. A baby-led approach allows all babies to achieve their potential in relation to eating, whatever the obstacles they and their parents face. Baby-led weaning is about sharing meals with your baby, trusting her abilities, following her lead, facilitating self-feeding, and supporting her to manage foods of different shapes, sizes, textures, and consistency. It's about learning and skill development and responding to her appetite, not about getting food into her. She may need to start a little later, progress more slowly than her peers, or take a slightly different route. But once she has developed the skills she needs to get food to her mouth and chew it, she'll be able to follow the regular baby-led weaning approach that so many families are now discovering. Ideally, you and your baby will be supported in your journey by an experienced medical, developmental, and feeding team that can help her first to establish a strong gross motor base and foundational feeding skills, and then to progress to more complex skills via an appropriate pre-feeding program, see page 126, and therapeutic feeding plan, see page 129. While you may be constrained by the available providers in your area, it's worth seeking out professionals who truly understand the value of a baby-led approach so that you can work together to achieve the best outcomes for your child. Each baby is unique. Whichever way you choose to tackle the introduction of solid foods, your child's progress won't exactly mirror that of any other baby. So deciding to let her show you what she can do and what help she needs, if any, at every step of the way, is a great mindset to adopt. You will not only be helping her learn to eat a large variety of different foods, but also be supporting the development of a healthy relationship with food and a love for shared mealtimes. A note to professionals. As baby-led weaning has continued to receive ever wider exposure, increasing numbers of parents of babies whose development follows a typical path are eagerly implementing it with great results. Meanwhile, the body of research that supports it is growing rapidly. However, adapting the approach for use with babies who face challenges has not generally been seen as a realistic proposition. Pioneering work by a small number of practitioners is showing that adapted BLW is not only feasible, but has unexpected and far-reaching benefits for this population. As a health professional with a special interest in infant feeding, you may have been hesitant about recommending BLW because of fears about how the baby who has feeding challenges will cope with handling, chewing, and swallowing table foods. In much of our training, especially those of us who are feeding therapists, we've been taught that it is up to us to control the feeding in order to keep babies safe. We have also been persuaded that purees are a necessary first step in transitioning to solid foods. it can be hard to let go of what appear to be such fundamental principles. For this reason, many health professionals discourage families whose babies struggle with feeding from attempting BLW, fearing that it will prove impossible or even dangerous. Unfortunately, this means that parents who wish to implement it are forced to get their information from sources such as social media, leaving them vulnerable to misinformation and suggestions that are inappropriate for their baby.